welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, Mike. I want to learn some more about cholesterol this week, I think.
We are going to continue with our talk on cholesterol. We did that last week. By way of background, again, hypercholesterolemia, and in particular, an elevated level of HDL, is associated with an increased risk of adverse cardiovascular events. That will be no surprise to any of our listeners. Lipid-lowering therapy, particularly statins, decreases the risk of cardiovascular events in most people with established atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease and in those who are at high risk. Statins are the preferred therapy for most patients requiring treatment of dyslipidemia and, in particular, those with an elevated LDL. If after treatment with the maximum tolerated dose of statins, a person has still not achieved LDL goals, a number of other agents are available with varying levels of evidence of their clinical benefits. However, even after adding additional agents, some patients, including young people with severe hypercholesterolemia, are unable to sufficiently lower their LDLs, even with current drugs, and these individuals remain at high risk for cardiovascular events. So the question is, does the cholesterol ester transfer protein inhibitor, CETP, anacetrapib, decrease meaningful patient-oriented outcomes, and is it cost-effective? The article that Mark's picked for this week comes from the New England Journal of Medicine, published in 2017. It begins on page 1217. Mark, does the drug work?
Well, you know, what I like least about recording these poems is I've got to pronounce these new drug names. And
I know. So
you did great. Anacetrapib. I'm gonna practice that a little. Anacetrapib. So, yeah, it's a CETP inhibitor, and we know that they raise HDL levels. And there was a lot of, promise, and the drug companies were really high on these a while ago. But the studies that they've done so far on similar drugs in the same class have not shown any clinical benefit, and some of them actually worsened some outcomes and caused some harm. So anacetrapib is one of these CETP inhibitors that in previous smaller studies appeared to be safe, although in studies of patients at high risk for cardiovascular disease, there was no significant benefit seen. So this study, if you don't see any significant benefit with small studies, do a really huge study. So they enrolled 30,000 patients, 50 and older. They all had known vascular disease. So those were just high risk. These had vascular disease, 88% coronary heart disease. About a fifth had cerebrovascular disease, about 10% peripheral vascular disease. They all were given atorvastatin to get their LDL down to less than 77 milligrams per deciliter and their total cholesterol to less than 155. They started with a mean LDL of 61 and a mean HDL of 40. So, on the low side. They were randomized to get anacetrapib 100 milligrams once a day or placebo, and then they were followed for 4 years. And as expected, those in the anacetrapib group had an even lower LDL. It went down to 38 versus 65 in the placebo group, and a higher HDL. It was essentially doubled the HDL, 85 in the treatment group to 42 in the control group. There was absolutely no effect on all-cause mortality, cardiovascular mortality, cancer, or non-cardiovascular mortality. There was a benefit when they looked at a combined outcome of cardiovascular death, non-fatal MI, and revascularization, which are obviously quite different things, but they lumped them together. The rate of that combined endpoint was 10.8% in the anacetrapib group, 11.8% in the placebo group. So number needed to treat of 100 over 4 years to prevent one additional event. If you look at the individual events, most of the benefit was fewer non-fatal MIs, so not cardiovascular mortality, and a small effect on revascularization. They also looked at any major vascular event as another combined outcome, And similar number needed to treat was about 111 over 4 years. The drug was well tolerated and appeared to be safe. So in patients who have known vascular disease, we're not talking just risk factors, but known vascular disease, for taking a statin, adding one of these drugs doesn't have any effect on mortality, slightly reduces the risk of a non-fatal MI. And, you know, if you think about, for example, number needed to treat of about 100 over 4 years, if the drug costs the usual $300-$400 a month, we're talking about, you know, well over $1.5 million to prevent that one event. So in the U.S., in terms of U.S. costs. So, you know, bottom line, I don't think this drug is going to be very successful. I think the benefits are really at the margins and only in patients at the very highest risk.
Thanks, Mark. I thought that was a nice explanation. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. See you then.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.